NFL kicks it off tonight. Ravens, Chiefs, wall-to-wall coverage of all things NFL, which are obviously including blitzes. David. And I'd like to also say, for the record, you see how mean Rico is in that little preview right there? That's what I deal with all day.
Hello there, Pot.
Mr. Kettle. All right, what do you got? What are we doing here?
Mike, NFL kicks off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to do. This is some fun. This is not a receipt segment, but let's predict the NFL playoff teams from the NFC and the AFC. And we can even cap it off with a Super Bowl matchup with winner.
Okay. All right.
So how about we start off with the AFC first? We're each going to go around and give your divisional winners and your wild card teams. David, you and Kenny ready?
Yep, we're ready.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Start with Kenny, go to David, then come to us.
Okay.
All right, which do you want? Do you want me to just go through the division winners right here?
AFC divisional winners.
AFC, yes. We got the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Texans, and the Dolphins are my winners.
Dolphin? Kenny going bold.
Okay.
Bold
indeed.
Flavor. All right. This is what's going to be interesting, too, fellas. You know if we all chalk out, we're not getting these right. Every year, seemingly, someone goes worst to first. Every year, a team who, you know, made a deep run or made the Super Bowl tanks. This is going to be very difficult. But Rico swears it's not a receipt segment, David.
Oh, it's a receipt segment. For sure it's a receipt segment.
Exactly.
If it was a receipt segment, I'd be writing this stuff down.
Why do you have your stylus in your hand?
Oh, that's just how I talk.
Mm-hmm. David,
I'm trying to be like you.
David, go ahead.
Now, I don't know how I feel about my AFC East pick now that Kenny's gone. So, here are my division winners in the AFC. The Chiefs.
Yep.
The Bengals.
Yep.
The Texans.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins. I don't feel as confident in the Dolphins now that Kenny has selected the Dolphins.
I feel like that's an insult, a very thinly veiled insult at that.
Wow. All right. So you want me to go next?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is the
No. I want you to feel comfortable. I will go next.
Oh.
And you know what the irony is? It's almost like you are seeing listening to this on a repeat because David?
No.
My AFC East, Miami. The West, Kansas City. The South, Houston. The North, Cincinnati.
We're all wrong then. We're all wrong.
We're all stepping on it right now.
All right. Well, mine will be slightly different. I have the Dolphins missing the playoffs, so right off the rip, not winning division. God help me. I'm actually believing in a loser. Jets win the East.
Oh, ho, ho.
I really don't want to pick the Bengals to win the North because all you guys did now. But I do believe it's a Burrow revenge tour MVP-type season. I'll go Bengals. I'm not buying the Texans. I'm not buying the kids. I think somebody else wins that division. I'm going to have some fun. How about the Indianapolis Colts? What if Anthony Richardson is him? And then the last division would be – what's the last division?
The West.
Facing here. West. Oh, Chiefs. That's the chalk. Guys, I can't find a way out of that. So Chiefs, Jets, Colts, Bengals.
Okay.
Might go 0-for-4 there.
David, your three wild card teams. I'm sorry, Kenny, your three wild card teams.
Three wild card teams, the Bengals, the Bills, and the Jaguars.
Bengals, Bills, Jaguars. Okay. Trevor Lawrence is back, Kenneth. David.
My FC wild card teams will be the Browns.
Say it in my good ear. Mm. Say it in Nona's good ear.
The Browns. The Jags. And the J-E-T-S, Jets.
Are you guys serious? The Jets?
Lunch bet right now to both of you, they missed the playoffs.
No way.
I'm in.
No way.
All right.
Kenny, I'll back you on that. Kenny,
all right, so it's 2-v-2. All right, I like that.
I view it like betting on Michigan. If they win, I win money. If they lose, I would have paid for them to lose anyways. I don't care. I'm glad to see the Jets fail. I'll take the bet.
Yeah.
Rico.
All right. My wild card will be Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, Buffalo.
I'm going Baltimore. I'm going Texans.
I really hate Buffalo. I think Sean McDermott is such a bum, but I'll go Buffalo. I wanted to go Browns very badly, but I can't.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Dolphins, though, I'll tell you that much.
No?
No, their defense got gutted. And as fun as McDaniel is, come on, man. Quarterback, if the wind blows too hard, two is out for 6 weeks. I can't. Let's go to the NFC.
All right, NFC, here we go.
Kenneth G. Cott.
NFC, I got the Niners, I got the Falcons, I have the Eagles and the Lions.
Okay.
Why don't you want to say Falcons, though? Like, why you?
That's such a bad division. I had a tough time picking.
David, go ahead.
My division winners in the NFC will be the 49ers, the Falcons, the Eagles, and the Lions.
Same as Kenny.
Yeah.
Wow, do you two want to go do some karate in the garage? All right, let's go over to Rico.
Good housekeeping.
Hey, you guys got space for a third person?
Come on.
We did not talk about this at all. In the East, I got Philly. In the West, San Francisco. In the South, Atlanta. In the North, Detroit.
All right. Well, I'm going to have some fun because I don't take this serious. But I think the NFC is going to be wild. So, for starters, Rams in the West, Packers in the North, Atlanta in the South, and in the East. What if I told you Nick Sirianni's fired by week 10?
Oh,
my Lord.
And I don't believe in the Cowboys, but you know who I do believe in?
The G-Men.
Absolutely not. My godson, Jaden Daniels.
Give me
the Washington football thingamabob commander things. Let's have some fun with these predictions.
Okay. Kenneth.
Chaos factor.
Wild cards.
Wild cards, Packers, Cowboys, Bears.
Ooh, we bought the hype.
So you believe in Chicago.
That's exciting, Kenny.
They're in the seventh
you
spot.
You excite me.
Wow.
David?
All right.
David passed out. He's on the floor.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks, the Packers, and the Bears.
You bought the hype, too.
Really?
Rico.
I'm going Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to come down to that final game with Detroit, but Detroit will win the division.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams. And in the final spot, probably the most disrespected team in the NFC, they'll be back. Oh, yeah.
Tampa.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Niners in the West for me. Lions clearly in the North. And this comes down to, I've been saying it all summer, I wouldn't go here, so I'm not going to do it now. The Bears just miss it. I'm with Rico. The Buccaneers are like a barnacle on a boat. You just can't scrape them off. Bucks.
All right. David, we got time for Super Bowl matchups?
Of course we do. Would I be allowed to live in a world where neither the Eagles or Cowboys make the playoffs? Do you know how glorious that would be for me as the proprietor of Latte Larry's Spite Store?
Oh, you would love – Mike, I think the only thing better for you is if the Giants have – if the Giants are that team that goes from worst to first.
Oh, baby.
And the Eagles and Cowboys are missed. Because when I was doing mine, I'm like, wait, I don't have Dallas in this, but – yeah, I think that Dallas is a house of cards.
They're a mess.
Ready to fall.
All right, Super Bowl matchup and your winner, Kenny Cott.
I have the Chiefs from the AFC and from the NFC. The Detroit Football Lions, baby.
Homer.
Do the hockey, Kenny. Do it. Who wins?
And the Chiefs three-peat.
You piece of cowardly garbage.
I'm sorry.
Over to David Hall.
I have the Bengals in the AFC. And the Packers in the NFC with the Packers winning it all.
Once again, no. Rico Beard.
I am going for the rematch of last year from Vegas to New Orleans, San Francisco, Kansas City. There will be no three-peat. There will be joy in the city of San Francisco.
Homer.
Kyle Shanahan will not be fired because he will finally not get outcoached by Andy Reid. The Niners win.
Well, for 20 years, I have done radio in this fine city. I've given you everything I have.
and leave it to the guy you've told to go back to New York for 20 years to be the lone man standing up for our fair city.
I was going to say the Jets.
Nope. I have the Bengals in the AFC. I have the Detroit Lions in the NFC. And I'll see everybody on Woodward Avenue when the Lions win the Super Bowl this year. Evan, get the weed gummies. We're riding a float together.
Brother, you will be the master of ceremony.
Lions win the Super Bowl. They're going to beat the Bengals. I'll be the only person standing up for it. I don't know that they win this division, but I think they're built to win and they can go on the road and get it done. I will take the Lions to win it all.
Oh.
So we can get some ticket techs. We can have a good time with it. Predictions are in. And you really, that stylist was awfully active.
What are you talking about?
That stylist was as active as David's stylist on a Saturday night.
Oh, jeez. Mike, it's just what I do to help the time go by.
If this turns into a receipt segment.
You mean like I read it back at the end of the season?
You piece of garbage. All right.
David, don't worry. I got everything written down.
I bet you do. I got a word for you. I'm just not going to use it on the air. 248-539-9797. Those are your totally unserious NFL predictions. 97.1.